Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges, Houston Kress, and Davey Hudson. The show that...
Yep, that's what I thought.
Fan Run Radio.
Today, we are here to move volunteer athletics forward to greatness. It is my sincere honor and privilege to welcome Dr. Danny White to the great University of Tennessee.
Really excited to be here. So proud to step into this unbelievable opportunity. I've never worked at the big brand place until now, and I actually like the fact that the brand needs to be polished a little bit. Let's build some positive momentum. If you're upset or you're negative, text your buddy. Don't put it on social media.
No. You were doing fine. You had been courteous and you had established trust. And now this ham-handed segue. It won't do.
Of the people that we hire, a head coach that I can trust unequivocally. We obviously have some work to do on our football program, as the Chancellor mentioned, from a leadership standpoint and candidly a competitive standpoint.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance.
Welcome into the White Claw Hard Seltzer Studios of Fan Run Radio. It's Friday. We made it.
It is Friday.
Basketball and baseball weekend. Well, maybe. It's supposed to rain a lot. We got that turf field, though.
A lot. It's going to rain a lot.
We got that turf field. Should hold up, right?
Yeah, but you still can't play in a downpour.
We're only getting a half an inch today.
Actually, I thought it was supposed to be way more than that. So,
half's a lot.
No, I know, but I think originally I read two.
Maybe that's for the whole weekend.
No, I heard that's five today. I'm just telling you what I heard yesterday. By like next Wednesday, 5 inches, two of it today.
That is not good.
Would be bad. But it is Friday. We made it. Act accordingly.
We did. Big game tomorrow on the Plains. Noon tip.
And then another one next weekend.
No, breaking news. Yeah.
They rescheduled the Florida game.
Woohoo! Excited? It's going to be for fourth place, probably.
I think that's why they had to do it. Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Get a rematch. Ooh. A week off in between games is kind of weird without starting some type of tournament play. But.
What do you mean a week off? When is it?
Next Saturday, I thought.
But they're not putting a game.
That is correct.
In the midweek?
No.
Why not?
At least I didn't see that.
They haven't announced it yet. They might.
They might do the South Carolina game.
Where's our South Carolina game? Or maybe everyone's going to go one game short, but other teams will need two games just to get to one game short.
Yeah, so maybe that's what they're trying to do.
Yeah. So maybe they're just killing off one game. And for us.
More VR.
It made sense to not play South Carolina because, like, who cares about that?
Who cares? What was that?
Who cares?
Okay. How are we doing back there, old Dave?
I still remember when people said there's no way you could play college football this year. Do you remember those days? I remember those days vividly.
Well, yeah. I mean, we're approaching the anniversary of the cancellation of postseason basketball.
I was talking to Aaron Torres yesterday. I was like, you're like one of the only people that had the blue check out here just national going like, what do you mean? Why not? Let's play. Let's play it all. Let's go. And now, going to fall one game short of the SEC schedule in basketball. Pretty good.
Wait. Hang on.
What?
Nothing. Just give me a second. Give me a second.
You need a second?
I need a second.
How many seconds is a second? Like, when you say, I'll be there in a sec, what do you think the other person thinks?
Like a jiffy.
No, no.
Sorry. Oh, man, that's... Are you triggered? Are you triggered right now?
No.
When I say in a second, it means whenever I get there.
Like I'm on my way.
Yeah.
Probably not really on my way, but maybe.
Well, when people say I'm on my way, that means they're walking out of the house, right? They're not actually even to the car yet.
You have to at least be making a move towards going out of your house.
Like at least walking towards your shoes to put them on?
Right, or getting dressed.
Oh,
but if you're like sitting on the couch watching TV with all that stuff to do, you can't be like, oh yeah, I'm on my way.
You can say you're on your way just if you're starting, if you're walking to
the bedroom
to
get
dressed.
Yeah, you are on the way to, you know, making that all happen.
Hold on a sec. It's been about...
So the Florida game is scheduled for March 7th, and John Acree just tweeted me that is, in fact, a Sunday.
That is a Sunday. Why?
What? Why would they do that?
We're skipping all next week?
Is there something going on?
The 28th always throws me for a loop that first week of March as far as what day the date falls on.
The 28th always throws you for a loop in March.
Of February.
Because
I know what he meant.
Yeah.
Going into March.
Right. Yeah, March 1st, Monday.
Good to know.
Mark, plan accordingly.
I don't want to be here on Sunday.
Oh, because you want to be here so much all other times.
Uh-huh.
I like coming in on Saturdays. Mainly.
What about
Monday?
Was that really? Was that necessary? I've been nothing but polite to you today, been nice, asked you how you were doing, you interrupted me with a pop top and a slurp, and now you say you don't want to be here and that Saturdays are best because I'm not here. Well,
pretty good summary.
You're a jack wagon. You know that?
So I've been told.
You're a bag of something. Don't look at me. It's Mr. Frowny Pants over there with the attitude.
I called for an Optimism Friday.
Well, what did you bring to the table? We doing movies, TV shows, music, pop culture,
yeah,
weather.
I wanted to talk about Lady Gaga's dog walker getting shot four times and then still the dog's being stolen. Have you kept up with that at all?
I have not seen a word about this story.
It's pretty crazy, actually.
Lady Gaga's dog walker.
Or Lady Gaga, depending on how you would like to pronounce it.
Lady Gaga. Yes. Continue.
So she is currently in Rome, I believe. And
when in Rome.
Yes. And her dog walker, back in Los Angeles, was taking her three French bulldogs for a little stroll.
Three French bulldogs, huh?
Yeah. And some guy came up and shot at the dog walker like four times and stole two of the dogs. One dog managed to get away. Who does something like that? The guy is apparent. The dog walker's supposedly in stable condition. Doesn't look as he will die, but.
So this is an absolute 100% planned attack and theft of Lady Gaga's dogs.
And now she's offered a $500,000 reward for both dogs to be returned safely.
She's playing right. I wouldn't negotiate with terrorists.
Koji and Gustav. We got to find Koji and Gustav.
She left the country
Gustav.
And left the dogs behind. Like she's a bad owner.
No dog left behind.
They probably like the dog walker more than they like her. Hmm. That's a really sad story, though. The dog walker?
I'm just glad he's okay. When I already got shot four times, I was afraid he was already
you gotta passed. He must be one tough SOB.
What kind of gun was it? Four times? I heard it was in the chest.
Ryan Fisher. Get well soon, sir.
Who is that from?
That was from Davey. He was just wishing him
Oh, I
well.
Thought he was reading something like, Gaga
that's,
said?
That's
like,
the guy's name. That's the first article. My biggest problem, though, is more people have put more emphasis on the dogs being found than the guy who got shot, and it took me a while to figure out if he actually was alive or not. They're like, we got to find the dogs. I was like, I would probably look at it as like, hey, let's find the guy who shot this other person four times.
Well, you offer $500,000, and whoever comes forward, probably the thief or in cahoots.
A source tells ET that Lady Gaga is beside herself about this situation. Ryan is not only her dog walker, but also her friend. She is horrified that this has happened.
It's a horrifying thing.
The third dog, I said, Koji and Gustav.
Yeah, where's Asia, the third dog? I'm more Asia, worried about that one.
Asia managed to escape.
Wow.
The situation.
Wow.
Was later rescued by police.
The dog walker said he's heard saying he's been shot in the heart and lungs, and that the two dogs have been stolen. His neighbors rushed to help him. We heard blood-curdling screaming.
Wait, he yelled, I've been shot in the heart and lungs?
That's what he said.
That sounds like a setup. I don't want to, like...
You think he's in on it? Is that what you're saying?
No.
Come on.
No, he got shot. If you get shot in the chest, obviously you're going through trauma. Your first fear is probably like, God, I hope it didn't hit my heart or my lungs. Yeah. And so you probably just yell out. Yeah.
It's just, I don't know. Weird. He's like, he did like a ballistics investigation on himself. Like, oh, yep, definitely got the heart.
We heard blood-curdling screaming, and then within a minute, a shot rang out. A neighbor, Rachel Mason, told CNN, we just ducked for cover, ran inside, and called 911.
Wait. They heard blood-curdling screams, and then the shots?
That's what she said. Mason said it was a shocking scene, and her neighbor helped to save the victim's life. We came back out, and the guy was literally bleeding out as the cops and paramedics were coming, and our neighbor was compressing his chest. I didn't know if he was still alive or dead, and he gets put on the stretcher and put in the ambulance. She said she had no idea the victim was Lady Gaga's dog walker, and her dogs had been stolen.
Mm. Fascinating.
Police described the attackers as men between 20 to 25 years old. $500,000.
Where were you yesterday, Alex?
What do you mean, where was I?
And they said men between the ages of 20 and 25. You're the only one who falls into that category.
Were you in Los Angeles, perchance? You have like a black jacket on, looking like, you look like Marky Mark at the end of The Departed.
Well, this happened.
You got little booties on your shoes right now?
It'd be funny if he had brought us. He's like, Nate, I need to bring my two dogs in today.
It just happened to be.
The little Frenchies are running around out there.
I don't like that. There's a guy like on the hospital bed right now. We're just making jokes about
Gaga's dogs. That's not true. Come on.
I don't know. Anyway.
Not a fan of bulldogs anyways.
Mm.
Not even Frenchies?
No, they have breathing issues.
Oh, I think TMC's got the video.
Oh, do they? It was on surveillance camera, they said.
Doesn't Ring pretty much catch everything these days?
Pretty much.
Yeah, I don't want to see that. Not for me.
Davey's watching. You know Davey's right watching. Now.
Yeah, I know. Well, Davey's a he's an interesting soul.
Uh-huh.
That seemed kind to say.
Yeah, I was doing my best. Jeff Gustafson is your day one leader. Uh-oh. Of the Bassmaster Elite Series on the Tennessee River. 17 pounds, 14 ounces of smallmouth. Woo!
Turning off my mic.
How about that?
I talked to somebody yesterday who was like, yeah, I'm good friends with Ott Defoe.
Ott Defoe.
I was like, oh, I know of old Ott.
See? Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I've taught you some things.
Uh-huh.
Local boy. Another local boy, Brandon Card, was the Phoenix Boats Big Bass Leader of the day. Mm. 5 pounds, 9 ounces.
All right.
Largemouth. All right. That's your update for now. Footage starts at 8 o'clock. I'll be keeping you posted, of course. That's my job.
Last night, Michigan beat Iowa 79-57 in a battle of top 10 teams. And then Michigan State.
You say 79-57?
Mm-hmm.
It's a beatdown.
And then Michigan State got a big upset.
Or information that could lead to the capture, please email kojiandgustav@gmail.com.
Really?
Wait. They made an email with the dogs' names in it?
Yeah, for tips and information.
Right. Okay.
K-O-G-I
Why would you do that? Why not just do like Gaga Dogs at Gmail?
I have your dogs at gmail.com.
It's like,
I don't even know how to spell those. Yeah, I'd have been like,
what if the dog's name had been like Marie Antoinette and like Charlie Fantastico Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? That'd be a long email.
I had a horse one time named the Mighty Nomo Joe.
Okay.
I don't know. We didn't name it. It's just, you know how the horse names are. They're registered. It's just whatever.
Okay.
So
like
Michigan
like a racing horse?
No, it's a quarter horse.
Oh.
I got my money on the Clydesdale in lane 6.
Mm. What were you saying about Michigan State?
Yeah, they're climbing on the bubble.
Yeah, they did. They figured it out.
Got some quality wins.
Beat Ohio State last night, 71-67. Did you see yesterday that South Carolina basketball on 2 years of probation?
Oh, no, I didn't.
Yeah.
For?
That assistant coach that took bribe money. They rolled him. I don't think this has anything to do with Frank Martin. It might have been before he was there. I'm not really sure.
No, it had to be that the guy that was in that HBO documentary.
Evans?
Lamont Bowen? Evans.
Lamont Evans, yes.
Lamont Evans. Oh.
Bowen was somewhere else. He accepted between $3,300 and $5,800 in bribes from a sports agent.
It's chump change for these guys.
I know. It's like... So... $3,300 in South Carolina. Oh, we are toast. Oh, brother.
I bet you they cooperated, too.
Yeah, Bowen was at Louisville, where his parents allegedly took money.
Let's see here.
Well, then Brian Bowen then went and tried to sign elsewhere at South Carolina.
So. Yeah, he tried to play in South Carolina, but NCAA denied him, and then he went to the NBA.
He pled guilty to taking close to $22,000 to steal basketball players to South Carolina. That was just the specific amount from that agent. So up to $22,000.
He got a 10-year show cause penalty for accepting bribes as an assistant coach at Oklahoma State.
No, I thought that was for doing it at South Carolina.
What in the world? This is...
He was at South Carolina for 4 years. They got rid of him. He went to Oklahoma, but then or Oklahoma State, but then that's when they figured this all out. That's why South Carolina's getting popped. So South Carolina self-imposed sanctions, including a reduction in unofficial visits from prospects, a 6-week ban on telephone recruiting. Does that include Zoom? And a $5,000 fine to the NCAA.
Yeah, no, this was, one of 10 men charged in September 2017. Pretty sure that's that whole thing where the FBI
this is part
set that guy up.
Mm-hmm.
The agent guy that was on the HBO documentary. Alex, find out what that documentary is called. I never can remember. It's like The Something or whatever. I don't know. Where basically the FBI kept saying, what about the coaches? What about the coaches? And he kept saying, that's not how it works. You just pay the players and you just
mm-hmm.
tell the coaches we got it. Like you don't pay the coach, like the coaches get paid from the school. You don't have to pay the coaches.
Yeah, the FBI proved that they were pretty stupid.
Oh, it was
that
it
was
blew
like,
my
that
mind.
Was the biggest takeaway from that is
yeah
FBI. These guys are doing this, but man, the FBI really has no idea what
right
they're doing.
It's called the scheme.
Scheme.
Yeah,
I know it, I
never can remember
like,
it.
It's
a great
it's,
name.
It's fine, but like. I don't know. It needed to be a little more. Needed to have some oomph. The scheme, the scam, the heist, the job. I mean, it's all the same.
Evans did not cooperate with the NCAA.
How'd that work out?
I'd say pretty good. He got off light.
10-year show cause is light?
Not for him, I guess. I guess the programs.
Yeah, South Carolina, that's not too bad.
Yeah, this said the Gamecocks got off relatively clear in comparison with Oklahoma State. South Carolina avoided a postseason ban. Doesn't matter. Go. You repeated the error.
Figured out.
You did it.
Just when I think you can't get any dumber.
I like
That's you go and do something like this.
That's actually pretty incredible. I didn't know I could do that. Do it again.
Sorry for the...
It's like a whip.
Yeah.
Sorry for the awkward outro there. Except, Dave turned the board off.
Except we were still in the air. We just didn't know it. It's a good thing I didn't
hear
anything. It's a good thing I didn't start cussing you out. Because my mic was still hot. I just didn't know. I just couldn't hear it. But we stayed cool. I'm not sure how it sounded.
We didn't panic.
You were panicking a little bit.
I was panicking. I thought I did something.
I was just like, what the hell happened? I was like, it's kind of like, what? Like, that doesn't make sense.
All of a sudden, I just couldn't hear myself. And I was like, you kind of leaned over. He stumbled.
He stumbled? I tried to.
You were reaching for something.
I thought he stumbled a little bit.
Trying to get the.
Is it on video? We need to we need a.
No.
Video replay.
I mean, us. Challenge we're on video.
I was making sure Commander Chuck was good to go because I knew we were going to have a break here soon to make sure Crest was happy.
You reached over.
And I reached over to
and somehow
make sure
your
the battery
mic
was plugged
cord
in.
Magically caught a button and popped it up.
Pretty incredible. Yeah. And then I was like, well, let's see if that can actually happen just a second before we came on.
And
it did.
Whipped it and it did. Whip the cord and the button popped again. Ding, 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 ding. Those buttons they're finicky.
I'm like Indiana Jones over here.
Yeah, I popped a button last week.
Popping tops.
All I can hear is Mike Gundy. Because he's fat!
Didn't get picked in the pickup game. Oh, DR Vol's on the phone. Let's go ahead and...
Been patiently waiting. Yeah. DR, you're champ, buddy. What's up?
Guys, I even got up early to make this phone call. I didn't realize you'd be talking about Lady Gaga, though. So, fun fact I learned a few years ago from my attorney, divorce attorney, nothing bad, like legal. But she had a French bulldog, and she said it was the number one scam dog in the world. So,
really?
As soon as I heard the dogs being stolen, I said, I bet they're Frenchies. Mm. Sure enough, they were. I tried to buy a French bulldog last year, and every time you get somewhere with it, it was like talking to somebody about your extended car warranty. It was somebody just wanting money and no dog on the other end.
Really?
Hey, I think I know somebody.
Fascinating.
DM me. You still want one?
You still in the Frenchie market?
I think I know a breeder.
Well, we went a little bit cheaper and got a Golden Doodle because the cheapest Frenchie I found that wasn't a scam was about $3,500.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. Guys, I got up early to call in and tell y'all I absolutely love this move with Outkick, and the people that are hating on it in the station, they can go to hell.
Like, nothing changes, really.
Yeah, we're just adding a little content at the end of the day. Like, it doesn't change what we say, how we say it, what our opinions are. Houston will back me up, Russell will back me up, John Reed will back me up. I've never, ever told anyone on the station what they have to think or say on the radio. Never. And I never will. I don't understand this whole, like, most of the reaction was overwhelmingly positive, first of all. Second of all, a lot of the negators were non-listeners, just Twitter people, or they have no idea how affiliations work. It's like, do you not watch CBS television because you don't like one of the shows that airs at some point during their entire lineup of the week? Like, do you not watch ESPN because they have, because Sage Steele's a Republican? Do you not watch, you can't agree with an entire network. And if our network's going to grow, it's got to have different types of opinions. Like, it's moronic, really.
I think people thought that, like, the station was going away. And we were just going to stream all the Outkick stuff, and we just take a break. Like, literally nothing changes.
We're just strengthening.
Except 2 extra hours each day of Vols and Titans talk from 8 to 10.
Yeah, with the studs from Nashville. I mean, it's Withrow and Hutton and Kaharski. I mean, we basically added – we're adding programming from one of the best shows from within our state, which gives us more local coverage on a national level. It's a no-brainer.
Well, I've always, even since I discovered this station back in Shiano Sunday when Houston was saying it was a direct quote, I've always thought the station kind of fit with the Barstool or Outkick, kind of persona. So I absolutely love it. And I will say before I go that luckily, the people talking about the station, I can go back and talk crap about them because they left their pronouns in their Twitter bio, so I know what to call them. Oh, see ya.
All right. We love everybody. We just...
there's room for everyone.
Yeah, it was...
You don't have to agree to be entertained. I don't know what to tell people.
Everybody love everybody!
I love this thought that you have to agree with someone 100% to support them in any portion of their life. These are the same people that... I don't even want to make
don't lump
analogy.
Anybody into...
No, I'm just... It's like Tiger Woods had his crash, right?
Mm-hmm. He did.
It's like... Like, can't you be a fan of Tiger Woods' golf without being a fan of how he runs his marriage?
Liking,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, liking the way Tiger Woods plays golf and watching him does not necessarily mean you...
You have stamp-approved every decision he's ever made in his whole life.
Right.
If you treat people that way, you're always going to be a hypocrite. Because there's always going to be something that every person in your life does that you disagree with. That's why we're people. That's why we're different. It's okay. I don't know if people thought that like Clay Travis has time to tell us what to think, right? Like no, that's not how that works.
If you tried, it wouldn't really work.
That's
anyway.
Why it's called affiliation, not ownership or that.
Right.
Words, you know, words matter.
Like he has no say so over.
No,
what we say or
he
do.
He does his show. We do our show.
Mm-hmm.
Blitz does their show. John does his show. Russell does his show. Will and the OT
the show goes
go.
On.
Nothing. Yeah,
the show goes on.
And then we're gonna have Withrow, Hutton, and Kaharski, 8 to 10. Vols Titans Hour from 8 to 9 is the plan. And then we'll pick up one of their best hours after that from 9 to 10 for late night. We got you covered. 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., wow. All shows from the state of Tennessee. All shows talking Southern, college football, Vols, Titans, stuff people care about here.
Mm-hmm. Sports and stuff.
Sports and other things.
Sports and other things.
Yeah. If every show is the same all day, I don't know what that would
What's
make
the
any
point?
Sense either.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the point?
Right.
Like the Blitz is different.
I mean, we
then talk sports. Then the drive, then overtime.
We give the drive hell, but like I wouldn't want it to be the same.
Well, that's why they're so optimistic and we're so pouty.
Three and pout.
I think
it was just changed the name. Just three and pout.
Three and pout. Well,
until our defense starts getting three and outs.
I think it's also important to realize that like we have to wake up very early to come in and do this show. We're not Russell and Bear with their chipper attitudes because they've been up and they've woken up
slept
and had
late,
yeah,
know.
Yeah. You know.
Bear's about to call you. I'll get up early to...
He does. I know. I'm just... But that's why he's so grumpy in the afternoons. And Russell's always in such a good mood.
See, but now we got reaction on the other side. David's mad because he thought Clay Travis would hold Davey Hudson to a higher standard now that we're, you know, affiliates and stuff. But now
well,
that
he's
now
on
that
the phone. He's on the phone. He can't hear it. We could say that.
Now that that's
we could
not
actually,
the case.
He can't hear us right now. So, like, we could actually do that.
Troy.
We could say that...
See, I like... Troy is... Elliot is tweeting at me. See, Troy and I don't always agree on everything. That's okay. And he said, stop using logic, Nate.
Mm.
Ha 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 emojis.
Ha 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 emojis?
Well, crying laughing emojis.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to else to describe them, I guess. I should have just said crying laughing.
How you doing back there, old Dave?
Good.
So apparently one of the rules with the new affiliation is that you have to be held to a higher standard.
Yeah.
Bleep that.
Standards are set.
Bleep that.
Please don't shut the radio program off anymore today. Can you at least handle that portion?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll think about it.
Please do. Did you finish up with the South Carolina situation before the board exploded and Davey ruined the show?
I'm hoping we can – what Tennessee needs to do is just use this as like, hey, just punish us like South Carolina because basically – they have to give up like 1%. There's some weird 1% thing of their revenue from basketball or something. But other than that, no postseason ban, no reduction in scholarships.
But the problem is they weren't paying players. They had a coach getting paid, right? Did the money from the agents then make it to the players? I mean, I know that's what it said in the documentary, but. If they can't prove that.
What I don't understand is listen to this quote. In exchange for the bribe payments, the coach agreed to arrange meetings with a South Carolina student athlete and his family and influence them to retain the agent's services.
Mm-hmm.
Though the assistant coach did not actually arrange any meetings between the agents, associate, and student athletes during his time at South Carolina, the committee noted that his conduct violated NCAA rules and does serious harm to the integrity of college sports. So this is either maybe kind of good for Tennessee that South Carolina got a slap on the wrist, but now that I read it, maybe very, very bad that South Carolina got punished and this guy never actually even got a meeting together. Like, just because he was on staff, they put South Carolina basketball on probation for 2 years.
It was just one guy?
Just one guy.
If I remember correctly...
I mean, at South Carolina. Oklahoma State is worse.
Right.
If I remember correctly from the documentary, he was just like the... He put the agent in touch with the players so that players that who were looking to go to the next level would have this agency be like the first that approached them to represent. And that was outside of NCAA guidelines because obviously you can't hire an agent until after you have officially, declared for the draft or graduate.
But the scary thing is he never even got that meeting set up for the one player at South Carolina. I feel like it was maybe the years are wrong on that. See when P.J. Dozier played for South Carolina, there was something with him that was really weird. He was pretty sure he was an in-state stone's throw from the arena, five-star.
I feel like he would have been 16 and 19.
His freshman year, I think, is when they went to the... No, I don't. I think he was only there 1 year, wasn't he? One and done or two and done? I think they went to the Final Four when Thornwell was a senior and he was a freshman or something like that. I could be wrong. But, yeah, that wraps that up. I don't know. South Carolina got a slap on the wrist.
15-17.
15-17? Nah. I don't know. So in that documentary, it was in 17. So that might have lined up. I don't know. Maybe that was just a rumor, and I'm mixing the two stories together. Davey, we got somebody on the phone?
Nope.
Oh.
We had a caller wanting to know if we had discussed Tennessee's baseball team having the McDonald's prop.
I told you guys that yesterday during the break. You hit a home run, you get to the dugout, you get the big McDonald's bag and hold it up to the crowd. I think it's funny, but it is. I mean, you're basically trolling your own, fellow student athletes.
I love it. No, you're not. You're trolling Jeremy Pruitt's Alabama ass. Get it out of here. And he can take Brian Niedermeyer and all his panties with him. Like, get that script A, BS, just... headed south.
I'm with you. I think it's funny. I just think that, you're trolling.
Terry Garantano, too. It's a rumor, right?
What?
Was it McMuffin bag, JG? And then he told everybody, and that's how that got spread all around.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be.
I'm pretty sure it happened only once with one guy, and then it just spread like wildfire.
Yeah.
They were doing that with everybody.
I don't know if we talked about Dan.
I posited that theory immediately.
Yeah.
Well, the whole thing, if you go back and you listen to it, Dan, most people kind of cut it off after the McDonald's stuff. He starts talking about how Jason Witten was an actual candidate to keep an eye on. No one believed that. And so it's like,
Jason Witten.
If he would have just stopped,
he
would have had some more credibility.
Right.
But once he kept talking, it was one of those you realize, all right, A, you're just looking for clout, and B, even if it were true, the fact you're the only person that's said anything really makes me question what you're going at here.
Ty Simpson commits today.
What time?
Whew.
No, sorry to put you on the spot.
It's like 7 hours from
now.
You're not putting him on the spot if he brings that up and acts like he knows what he's talking
about. That's a follow-up, more detailed question. We try and avoid those things unless we know they know.
5 o'clock Eastern?
I don't know.
You sure on that?
It says 7 hours and 17 minutes.
So you just did the math.
And 32 seconds.
You got to sound more confident when you say it, I do whenever it's I don't know.
Well,
I don't
know, because they mess this up all the time when they do the central time and they don't.
I don't adjust.
So is that.
And those ceremonies never run on time.
It's 3 o'clock.
I mean, right.
3 o'clock?
3 Eastern?
You're just giving you an example. Baseball game's at 4:30 today. So, got that going for you. Indiana State. Pride of
it
Larry
actually
Bird.
Is 3 p.m. Eastern.
No. At least at 5:30.
I was just doing math.
They got the counter wrong? Counting
or maybe
wrong?
Maybe I no, it was my fault. I missed
you didn't
math.
Count?
Yeah.
I missed math.
You forgot the 11 and 12
no, yeah,
hour.
I started at 10 o'clock. I was like, when the show ends, it's gonna be 10 plus 7. Yeah, that's on me. That's on me. That was just bad math.
Horrible. It is 3 o'clock. Did you really just throw it out there randomly?
Yeah, of course I did.
3 p.m. Eastern.
It's usually how these things go for me. And it just works out, yeah.
The less sure you are, the more right you are.
10% of the time, it works every time for Davey Hudson. He got 3 crystal balls in the last 2 days to Alabama.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those 3 he had from forever ago were all Clemson. Now it's Alabama?
He only has 2 for Clemson now.
See,
I think Steve Wiltfong was on there for Clemson.
Yeah, did he switch?
Yeah,
to
he switched his yesterday to Alabama.
And he's like 90-something percent.
93.94.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's not.
Not good for the home team.
That's a bummer. And he just got a...
You know the problem
he's
with
a 5-star now.
Nick's,
did you see that?
No, yeah, I did, which means he's definitely not coming here. That's what people said. They're like, if they knew he was coming to Tennessee, they wouldn't have bumped him up.
That's a good point, really. I'll say this. Everyone keep your composure today when he announces. If it's not Tennessee, wish him well, because it ain't over yet, by God. What?
Yeah, somebody said they hope he goes to Alabama, because if he goes to Clemson, Dabo make him shut it down. He definitely won't come here.
Mm-hmm.
But if he goes to Alabama, you might could flip him. I don't know. The problem with Alabama now is you used to at least be able to tell quarterbacks, hey, you're not going to be the star. You're a game manager. Now it's like Tua goes. Mac Jones going to be a first rounder.
Don't look, I want Ty Simpson. If we have to settle for Sam Horn, sign me up. Sign me up. Mm-hmm. That guy's really good. I think he plays in a much higher classification, too.
That's what they're saying. Have you seen some of the quotes about Heupel's offense? It says the quarterback's got to be a dude.
Who said that?
Sam, I don't remember.
The quarterback's got to be a dude?
Yeah.
Does that fire you up? I'm confused. Like, what is it?
Like the quarterback better be good.
Again, you're really not reinventing the wheel here. Like, I...
Yeah, no.
So the quarterback has to be good. Oh,
right.
I'm excited.
Have a good offense.
Yeah, yeah. Man, that is groundbreaking stuff. This hype man.
Yeah.
How did he think of that? Where does...
I don't know. I don't even know who said that.
I mean, that assistant coach said Heupel's scary smart.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, quarterback has to be good.
We got a quarterback, so we got quarterbacks. That's the one thing we got. We got some guys.
Got some. We have bodies. I don't know if we got guys, not dudes. We'll have to wait and see. I do think
is a dude better than a dog, or is a dog better than a dude?
Dog?
Yeah, you know, we want dogs
like a dog. It's different. I do think Caden Salter has that. Like, he has that perfect mix.
Is he a dude and a dog?
He might be.
Oh.
Because he's, let's just say he's very confident, and if he's not on your team, you would say he's cocky. If he's on your team, you'd say he's confident. He has gusto. He has pizzazz. Mm-hmm. He's a leader, and he's just really, really good.
That confidence will definitely be tested here.
Shut up, Rutgers boy.
Well,
all right.
Why? How do you know?
We'll come back. Final segment. If you know where the quarterback quotes are for Heupel, send them in. Fan Run Radio. Final segment. Hour one next. Final segment. Hour number one. Friday edition of the program. Brought to you by the Knoxville TV Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. Yeah, like, if your college football offense doesn't put a lot on the quarterback at this point.
Well, we put more on the quarterback than anyone last year.
I think that was one of those Butch Jones things where he
we
said,
actually keep it as simple as possible because he can't figure anything out.
Yeah, where it doesn't feel that way when you have a coach. Or just people in general. It feels like when somebody goes all in on a statement, it's usually a lie these days, especially if it's Butch or Pruitt. well, we put more on the quarterback than anybody else. And I don't know. Maybe they did put a lot on him. But with Butch Jones, it definitely was that way. Like, if he really put his foot down, it was a blatant lie. He fell on a helmet.
And that's the truth?
And that's, yeah, like that. And that's the truth? It's like, no, you said that's the truth because you knew it was a lie.
Right.
You can't even lie well. It's like that.
Yeah, honestly.
Like that Baylor AD who just grinned as he talked about how there was nothing going on.
Right. Yeah. I'll take Sam Horn though.
Okay. Oh yeah. I want to hear your breakdown.
I just watched. It was not a long break. I only watched about 10 throws apiece. They're actually pretty similar. Sam Horn's a little bit bigger. I think he has probably a bigger arm, but in the throws I was watching, it was just highlights from one game. He never really put a lot of zip on it because he didn't have to. His guys were pretty open. So I don't know. I didn't see much difference. It is. Someone just tweeted this in. Someone sent this to me. Sorry. Jason said, no coincidence. He becomes a Bama lean, gets 3 crystal balls to Alabama. Boom, 5-star in the composite.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get it. He's going to Alabama. He's probably going to look really good if he ever sees the field or even if he doesn't. So, but that's that weird recruiting effect where, oh, if you got an offer from Alabama, well, you got to be at least a 4-star, right? And then if you're a lean to Alabama, you got to be a 5-star because Alabama has good players. Anyway, Sam Horn probably be dropped to a 3-star this week, even though there's no camps.
Right, yeah.
No games.
If he's going to come here.
Right. That's okay. Heupel does a great job with 3-stars. Not worried about it.
Well, we know on the football front, Chancellor Plowman said that they hope that investigation on Volkall, she said that it'll be wrapped up in a few weeks.
Our part of the investigation. Then we submit all that to the NCAA along with our proposed.
They've been kept in the loop, she said. Yeah, are we going to propose penalties for ourselves?
Yeah, you probably should. I mean, I think you can also...
I think you just say, all those guys are gone, thanks, at the end, like an email.
No, I mean, you definitely can.
Here's all the stuff we did. We fired all those people, thanks.
Literally fired everybody.
Just giving you a heads up, thanks, just moving along. How does that work?
We went 3-7, we punished ourselves enough, thank you.
Is there a cover letter for that? Like, we bowl banned ourselves.
Here's all the stuff. We know it's going to be really bad. But before you start reading, just know we've already fired everyone.
Yeah.
Okay, now you can read the report here. I mean, okay. We said this, though. So we're down, 23 players that...
You said 25.
Well, then we got 2.
Oh, okay, yeah. So we're plus...
So whatever, if you can't get to 85, just say, yep, 5 scholarships this year.
One of our listeners said because of the players that can stick around and not lose a year, we'll be able to stay at 85. Like, it's the one point in time where it's actually okay. You won't get caught in that Herm Edwards situation.
Mm.
But I don't know if that's true because a lot of our seniors just left anyway.
Yeah.
And are we counting those? We're not counting those in the 25 gone.
No. No, we're not.
Because, I mean, normal in a normal year, they'd be gone anyway.
Right.
So Plowman said we've lost $28 million in athletics in the last year. And get this.
Overall athletics?
I guess. Get this. We're paying Jim Chaney $1.7 million not to coach. Jimmy Brumbaugh $650,000 a year. Chris Winkie $450,000.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Oh, yeah, that's right. He did have one more.
Ossivet $250,000.
Yeah.
And Kevin Steele would be owed $450,000 through 2023.
Yep, 2 years, $900,000 total.
Fulmer is being paid the remainder of his contract, even though he quote unquote retired, aka was absolutely fired right up there in front of everybody as they lied to you about that.
With a suit jacket on over a track suit, which was really weird.
$37,500
good
a month. $37,500 a month through 2023 to Philip Fulmer, who retired. Philip Fulmer's getting what a teacher makes every month to scuttle a once proud Tennessee athletic department. Nothing makes me more angry than that. and they still haven't figured out if they have to pay T. Martin more money or not.
I don't think. I mean, I don't think so. And then let's see here. We paid 1.5 to UCF to get Danny White, and then 2 to get Heupel.
It's 6.1 million in buyout money for White and Heupel.
6.1.
Yep.
Whoa.
We're also paying $450,000 to hire the new linebackers coach from Michigan, and 62.5. To hire Jerry Mack. Luckily, there's no language in Tim Banks' contract for Penn State, but under the Pennsylvania law, that's unknown. So there's more money there.
Well, we always say you got to spend money to get good people.
And they still might have to settle with Jeremy Pruitt.
Yeah, I saw an article about that the other day that at some point, it's going to just be beneficial to both sides to meet in the middle. I disagree, but I guess if Pruitt wants to air the dirty laundry, you might have to pay him a little shut-up money.
Travis Cabbage found the quote.
Abraham Lincoln. Good to know.
Travis sent in...
Man, he really was ahead of his time.
Heupel's offense requires a dude at quarterback. An Abraham Lincoln meme.
Just a picture. Okay.
Just a picture. It's a meme. It's got words on the picture.
No, it's a motivational quote picture.
Okay. That's different?
Yeah.
It's like one of those inspirational, it's like the cat poster in the Lego movie.
Yeah, you hang in there.
Yeah. I always like the never give up, where the frogs and the pelicans.
Mm-hmm. That was the picture Ed Ogeron showed the football team when he was hired here.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. And apparently he was very intense. Saying, like, look at that frog, that bleeping frog. Don't give up. We need a break.
We'll kick off hour.
I need a second.
Kick off hour two next.